Keep up with Team USA with gig speeds over Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Can your internet do that?
Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires gig internet and compatible gateway. Gig speed Wi-Fi is shareable across all devices. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Xfinity, proud partner of Team USA.
New hot and iced sunrise batch coffee from Dunkin'. A bright and balanced, full-bodied blend brewed so you can get summering from sunrise to sunset. And even after that. Because that's when you can show off those string lights you hung in the backyard. Or rehung. Enjoy a medium, hotter iced sunrise batch coffee for $2. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Karen.
And I'm Aubrey.
And this is Chick Lit, a literature comedy podcast where we enjoy getting lit and talking about books that spoke to us as young adults.
And where we get sidetracked by our own personal opinions and quote The Office way too much.
We've been best friends for over a decade, so join in on the fun and grab a drink, y'all.
Books are a portal to another world. The books I read as a teenage girl. I'd like to talk with you over a beer. Let's discuss the themes. Lend me an ear. We'll have a drink and hear your thoughts on it. Let's get chick lit. Let's get chick lit.
Yeah, it was.
The character on Smallville is so fucking annoying.
I liked her the first couple seasons, and then, yeah, the trope just got really annoying.
Oh my god, I'm in love with Clark, but like, oh, I can't tell him, but like, oh, he is.
I'm so quirky.
I'm so quirky and weird.
Welcome to Chick Lit, everyone.
Nixie.
You can't. You have to stop.
I'll do it again in 3 years when she gets out.
That's true. Welcome to Chick Lit, everybody.
Woo! We are a literature comedy podcast where we get lit and talk about books we love and also books we love to roast. And yes. This season, we're analyzing
Stephanie Meyer's Twilight. I don't know why I said that like Oprah.
Twilight, you get a book.
you get a vampire, and you get a vampire.
Just put it in the big freezer in the garage. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. You won't have to pay taxes on it, I promise.
Stop.
We have got some social media that you can follow. Our Instagram.
At Chicklit Pod.
Our Twitter.
At Chicklit Pod.
Our Gmail.
Chicklit.podcast. I'm not done yet. Info. at gmail.com.
And we have a Patreon.
Patreon.com/ what's up, Chicklit?
And now we have a buy us a coffee. Or buy me a coffee.
Buymeacoffee.com/Chicklit. If you want to just.
Chicklit Pod.
Chicklit Pod. Whatever. It's all Chicklit. But if you want to just like throw us a little bit for a coffee, if you liked an episode or if you just want to help support us, please feel free.
Help us pay our bills because we do have some bills
associated
with the podcast.
Some bills.
And speaking of bills.
Speaking of debt, no.
We are on a brand new platform.
Yeah.
You may be hearing post and pre and mid-roll ads now because we have switched to Spreaker.
Spreaker. Spreaker.
Spreaker.
Do you remember that car commercial? It's probably a local one in North Carolina, but there was a commercial.
Oh, Bleaker?
Bleaker.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. That's really funny.
That's all I think about when I hear Spreaker. It just in my head is Spreaker, Spreaker. Whatever.
Aubrey and I have the same issue with like weird associations that we just have to say like whenever they come to our mind.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why you're trying to apologize for me. I apologize for nothing.
That's true.
I do ever. I'm always right.
That's true. You are.
Springtime!
So if you hear an ad, we don't have any control over what the ads are. If you're hearing something that you don't think we would want to associate with our brand, please just DM us. Let us know. I don't really know if there's much we can do about it, but I can at least take the ad off and maybe
take the action to whatever.
So if you hear anything crazy, like advertisements for the Nexium cult, just let us know.
I just saw what you named our cast, which is Edward and Bella Talk a Lot.
Yeah, that's just the entire book.
The whole book.
Do you want to tell everybody what else is going on with us?
Well, I put in our notes, because this is how profesh I am. We are nominated for Best Comedy Podcast, and in parentheses, I put Karen Tells More About It.
Well, yes, let me go ahead and...
She did the finding and the whatnot, and...
Yes.
I don't know. Words are hard today. Aww.
No, you're fine. I'm pulling it up because I just want to make sure I'm not saying this wrong. Yeah, we are nominated for the People's Choice Podcast Awards.
Woo!
You can vote for us at www.podcastawards.com and vote for Chicklet under the comedy category. Voting is open through the end of the month.
Yeah.
So, help us out. We would love for you to do that. I don't know if we're going to win because we're up against a lot of good stuff, but
we could get The Rock on our podcast if we win an award.
Dude.
Because then we're legit.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, talking about just Twilight. No.
Oh my god, that would be really... Can you smell what The Rock is cooking in Forks, Washington?
It's something better than Bella. Whatever she's making is probably gross as hell.
I bet The Rock doesn't make diced chicken enchiladas.
I fucking hate her!
I hate her so
much.
Anyway,
you can vote for us.
Vote for us so that The Rock can come on our podcast. I'm just kidding, that's not gonna happen.
Should that be the title?
That's scary.
Vote for us so The Rock can come on our podcast.
And then the description just says, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Hint, it's not diced chicken enchiladas.
It's not. Never. God. And we're both white people, but what a white people thing to do.
What a white people thing to do. And they say white culture doesn't exist.
You know what it is? No spices. Diced
chicken. No spices. manipulating other people's food into shittier versions of it.
Blech.
Well, whatever. Speaking of enchilada, no, I'm just kidding.
What?
I just got back from Mexico.
I thought you were going to say you had to go to the bathroom.
No, that would have been funnier, though.
Yeah, girl, I know, you left, and I was, like, all alone.
I was only gone for 4 days.
I mean, I live with Henry,
we also don't even live in the same town
anymore. I know. I was never...
Had less access to me for, like, 2 days.
I still blew you up on WhatsApp. I was like, what's your location? Yes. Are you dead? Help.
She was like, I'm so scared. And I was like, wait, I can share my, because Aubrey doesn't have an iPhone, so I can't do my location thing.
And I listen to too much true crime shit.
Yeah, so I shared my location with her on WhatsApp, like, constantly.
I was like, where are you? Oh, you're having fun at a bar?
I was going to say, I found out, like, day two that I could actually turn my data on for, like, a nominal fee, so I did that so that she wouldn't worry as much.
That's right. And I could track you in case the cartel got you or something.
Oh, my God.
And I'd be like, her data's on, guys. Come on. Enhance. Enhance.
So you catch, like, a huge crime boss by, like, find my iPhone.
Got him, boys. Cuff him.
To be fair, it's different, but, you know, the safety is an illusion. You're not safe anywhere.
You're not safe anywhere. No, I don't care if you were going to Iceland. I'd be like, send me that shit. Send me that location.
Meanwhile, there's been like one murder in Iceland in the last 20 years.
And it could be you.
Okay. Well.
Sorry, go ahead. Mexico, how was it?
Mexico was wonderful. I was there for a dramaturgy conference, which if you don't know what that is. It's hard to explain, but it's theater adjacent. My Rimsh and I, my business partner, were speaking at the very first Literary Managers and Dramaturgs of the Americas Conference in Mexico.
That's a mouthful.
Yes. LMDA Mexico is what it's called.
I was going to say, is there an acronym?
Well, we had been calling it LAMDA for like the longest time. And then like before. before we went, we were like, we have to stop saying Lambda. And then I get there, and, like, the first person I meet is like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're here for Lambda. I was like, oh, thank God.
I'm so dead. I'm so dead.
So, fucking Lambda, man. It was a great experience. We got to speak the second day. So we got there on Sunday night, last Sunday, not yesterday.
Yeah, you made us miss two whole episodes, Karen. It's all your fault.
This Mexico trip 100% derailed the podcast.
Had nothing to do with me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
So yeah, so we went down on Sunday. We got there super late Sunday night, and everything closes really early because of COVID. Because COVID it's like a whole other situation down there with COVID because of just vaccine access is different and stuff.
It's really interesting. How was it there? Like, were only certain people vaccinated? Like,
so I have kind of a funny story about that. Like, The theater that we're speaking at was in the Centro Cultural del Bosque, and which is a big cultural center in Mexico City. We were in the neighborhood of Polanco, which is a really swanky, like, gorgeous neighborhood. I mean, my God, it's like being in Paris. Like, that's like what it feels like. It's so pretty and so nice. Legit. And like, they actually have a Lincoln Park there, which is really funny. There's like just a random statue of Abraham Lincoln.
My skin.
I like that you went for that and not like one of their more obvious ones.
Yeah, I had to show that I listened to them before they were cool.
Yeah, that's true. Meteora was my jam. Or no, okay. Hybrid Theory. That's the first one, right? Yeah.
All right, let me not do any more. We'll get
started. One thing. I was ready, girl.
She was like, chomping at the bit, man. Fucking weak.
Man, I remember, like, when I was a kid, my friend loved Linkin Park, and she used to always make me do the caught in the undertow, just caught in the undertow. Anyway, love you, Faith. Shout out.
Everyone always wanted me to do like the singy part, and I'm like, one thing, I don't know. No, and they're why? Like, no, just do the other part.
All I know. Oh, rip Chester. I feel bad.
Kept everything inside. Oh, okay.
I think we should end by doing the entire first verse.
No. Oh God.
Anyways, so the neighborhood was beautiful. We were close to the Paseo de la Reforma, which is like a really famous like area of Mexico City. We were also close to the castle of Chapultepec, which is like a little bit of leftover Aztec architecture because the Spanish just kind of came
in
and, like, bombed the fuck out of the, I mean, not really, but like they just absolutely.
That's so crazy that you got to see some of that. What?
It was not as close as I thought it was, so I didn't actually get to see it, but I was like, because we were only there for like two whole days, we had no time.
Right, yeah.
But like, I was very close. The Mexico City is built on top of some Aztec ruins.
Really? Oh, I didn't even know that.
There's actually like, Spain like colonized the fuck
sense,
out of it.
But wow.
There's actually, I can't remember what they're called, but there's some ruins that are a little further away, and the first church of Mexico City is built not only on top of the holy site of the, like, the Aztec people, but literally they disassembled the pyramids and built the church with the bricks from the pyramid, like...
Oh,
they were like,
shit.
Fuck your shit. Like,
they were like, we're taking the castle piece by piece and we're making our own shit.
It's super fucked.
Wow.
It's like, you thought the English were bad and like America was bad. Like, Spain was like fucking brutal.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard Columbus wasn't like a nice guy, you know.
And he.
Wasn't he Spanish?
I think technically.
He worked for the king and queen of Spain.
Wasn't he Italian, though? I don't know.
I don't fucking know. Either way, he was a prick.
I'm thinking of, like, the other, like, the conquistadors and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so fun stuff. And So the first day, we're walking up to the Teatro Julio Castillo, which is where we were going to be, like, doing our... That's where the conference was taking place. And we're walking up. It's a huge, huge building. It's right next to a really big it's not like a, I think it's a Marine base, I'm pretty sure. Like a Mexican Marine base.
Oh my God, do you hear that?
No.
My fucking neighbors. What the fuck, man? I moved to get away from these loud-ass people, and I'm still...
I can't hear
loud.
It, so...
I just heard... Dong, dong.
Oh, my God. Dong, 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 dong. Are they listening to Linkin Park?
They are. They're mad. They're mourning Chester.
Crawling in my skin.
Okay.
So, anyway, so we're walking up to the building... And it's, like, there's all these people, there's, like, they have the roads blocked off, and, like, we can see the theater from, like, where we are, but it's still, like, a pretty, I don't know, it was probably, like, a quarter of a mile walk, because it was a big building. And, we're walking towards the theater, and there's guys in, like, fatigues with, like, guns, like, telling us where to go, and they're going, like, stay on this side of the yellow line, stay on that side of the yellow line. And I'm like, okay, well, there's guys with guns telling me where to go in a foreign country, so I'm gonna do what they're gonna tell me, right?
Right.
So, and they were military. Sure. They weren't just guys with guns, they were military. So we're like, we get into, like, a line that's forming, and we're like, do we have to wait in line to get into the theater? Like, I don't understand what's happening. And so we get up to the front of the line, and the guy's, like, asking us for something, and I was very, like, disoriented and kind of anxious, so I couldn't, because clearly, you know, Rimsha doesn't speak Spanish, I do, but,
right.
Like, he's asking me for some sort of document, and I was like, I don't understand, like, should I give him my passport? And he's like, no. And then I heard vacuna, which is, like, vaccine, and that we were told that we would need our vaccine cards to, like, you know, to be able to speak at the conference because we were going to be able to take our masks off.
Yeah.
And so then I'm like, oh, he wants your vaccine card. So we pull our vaccine cards out, and he's like, no, this is Moderna. And I was like, what? And because I got the Moderna vaccine.
Me too.
And so did Rimsha. And he's like, you can't mix Moderna and Pfizer. And I was like, so we can only have the Pfizer vaccine? He's like, no, we're giving the Pfizer vaccine here. Turns out we got herded into a vaccine line in Mexico by accident.
Oh, no.
And then this guy thought I was the dumbest fucking chick ever. Like, he thought I was so stupid. Like, I felt so dumb because it took, like, 5 minutes of giving him the wrong shit and talking to him for me to figure it out.
Oh, no, you're not dumb. That's stressful.
But I was so stressed out because I was like, well, you know, when military in a foreign country tells you where to go, like, you just go there. Like, you don't question it.
Right.
I didn't feel like I had a choice but to jump in that line. So anyway, so then we were like, and then I went, oh, no, we're just trying to enter the theater. And he just rolled his eyes. He goes, pasa, por favor. Like,
oh, my God.
But anyway, that was really funny. And then to get into the theater, we literally had to get, like, sprayed with disinfectant. Like, it was like, very, very serious.
Wow, yeah.
I had to get my temperature taken everywhere I went. There, I mean, it's still pretty bad right now, but I think it's getting better. It made me feel good that they had access to at least one of the vaccines. I think they also have access to AstraZeneca, but we don't have that one here. But, yeah, so anyway, so that was kind of a funny story. And then the rest of the time was wonderful. I met some great people who I may have shared with some of them the podcast, but I usually try to keep that separate from my professional life because, I don't know, I don't want people to think that I'm like this all the time, even though I am, actually. This is how I really am. So shout out, Brenda, if you're listening, and Andrea. I know I gave you the podcast, so, like, shout out. You're probably not listening, but that's okay. the last night we all went out and we had a champagne toast, at a local restaurant that they rented out, and it was really, really nice. And then somebody put Selena on and everyone started doing the cumbia, and it was wonderful.
Oh my God.
It was so much fun. I sent you a snap of it, but I think Rimsha has a better video of it, because, like, the snap that I sent you, people were still just like, it was like the intro to Como la Flor, and it was really slow, so you couldn't really tell what it was.
Right.
But yeah, so that was really fun. Let's see. What else? I ate some beautiful, wonderful food. I was able to get tacos de lechon my last night, which lechon is like a small pig, and it was very, very good, and they were very savory and crunchy and
nice,
so good. And then we just, like, partied all night. It was super fun. We just, like, hung out on the rooftop of our hotel with everybody for, like, 2 or 3 hours and just talked to people.
That's what's up, man.
And Yeah, it was wonderful. It was like a really wonderful time.
I want to listen to Selena.
Oh. I know. It was really fun. I have to send you the video that Rimsha has because you'll get a kick out of it. I think, did anything else crazy happen? Anything else fun? It was such a crazy couple of days. Getting back, I had to be at the mercy of strangers because I was trying to navigate my way. I had to 3 flights back. I had to go from Mexico City to Monterrey, which is like a very small, like, regional airport. And I had no idea where I was going. And I was trying to, like, ask security. I was like, where do I go? Like, and I, like, this one guy, like, took pity on me because I hadn't even checked into my flight yet because they won't let you check into an international flight, like, during COVID online. Oh, or at least okay. They wouldn't let me. And that was super stressful. I didn't check into my flight until, like, 20 minutes before it was supposed to board. And then I had to go back through security. So I got to the gate, like, 10 minutes before it was boarding.
I would have shit my pants.
I was freaking out. I was so freaked out. But I was fine. I was talking to, like, another lady in line because she was also going to Atlanta. And she was, like, she was getting real impatient because she had to check bags and shit. Like, I just had carry-ons. And she was, like, marched up to the front of the desk because we had been waiting there for, like, 30 minutes and nothing was happening. And she was like, excuse me, like in Spanish, like, are we going to get checked in or not? And she was like, as long as you're in the line, you'll get checked in. And we were like, okay, well, the flight leaves in like half an hour.
Right.
So that was really stressful. But like once I got back to Atlanta and I got through customs and everything, like I felt way better. And I was like smooth sailing. I contrary to what Jamie says, I love the Atlanta airport. It's like my home airport. I always like
it. She hates it.
I was laughing because I was like, I texted her and I was like, I can't wait to be in Atlanta and through customs. And she said no one ever. But she goes to way more airports than I do. I like the Atlanta airport because it's like, I know where I'm going at least.
That's very true. Yeah.
And then I had to drive back to Jacksonville, drive back from Jacksonville, like in the fucking dark. Like it was so dark and I was so tired. I think I only got like an hour of sleep the night before.
That sucks.
Anyway, so that's my whole Mexico story, and I can't wait to show you all the pictures and stuff.
Yeah, I'm excited. Karen's actually coming over to my house tomorrow.
Yes, for the first time in like months at this point.
Yeah, she doesn't fucking like us. So Henry was like, oh, I gotta clean that house. I was like, it's just Karen, no. Man.
Henry, like, it's okay. It's just me.
And live with it.
I'm gonna be there for like 8 hours. Like,
deal with my filth. Deal with it.
Well, how have you been?
I guess that's it. That's it.
No, man, dude, like I fucking ate shit the other day.
No.
Like, I know I told you a little bit about it, but like literally, like there's a bug on the wall behind me, and I was sitting because I like to sit on the floor. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I always end up, like, if I'm on a couch, I end up on the floor. Like, I'm on the floor.
I love it.
And so Henry has gotten me like yoga mats because he's like, you can't do that with your knee.
yeah, I feel that.
And
good on you, like, Henry.
Yeah, and so I had socks on and I'm sitting on the yoga mat, and Henry's like, Aubrey, I need you to get up. There's a bug on the wall, which he said calmly to not freak me out.
Love it.
And of course I try to get up and like, I start to try to run and like, I just fucking slipped. And like, I told Henry, I was like, it was like I was in a wrestling match with the air, and the air did like a complete just like body slam on my right side. Like, I just fucking slammed on the ground.
Oh, no.
It was so bad. Like, my elbow is, like, purple. And Henry's freaking out and everything. Because he's like, God damn it. Like, you're not supposed to run.
Oh, my God.
And then the next day, which was yesterday, I went to work and I, like, smacked my head.
Girl.
Which I was like,
who are you, Bella Swan?
I know. It's really bad, man. Like...
You're worse than Bella Swan because she, like, doesn't ever actually get hurt. She just says,
trope
I'm so
is
clumsy.
Not endearing. It's not. It's not endearing. People get tired of how clumsy you are.
Yes.
They get tired of it. Like, Henry, sometimes when I'm like, I got a cut today, he's like, oh, my God. Like, of course you did. Fucking where is it? How deep is it?
And do I'm we like, need to go to the hospital?
Right, right. Because he was about, when I slammed into the ground, because he saw it, like, he was, like, going to take me to the hospital. He was like, you're not supposed to do that. Like, is everything okay? And I'm like, yeah, just, I was, like, crying, but.
Oh, no.
Like, I mean, I smashed, dude. I can't even sleep on my right side right now.
You smash, but, like, not the fun kind.
Not the good way, like, into the ground. Like, like, if it was a cartoon, there would have been an impression.
Y'all, she literally texts me, like, every other day, and is like, I bashed my leg at work, or, like, I bashed my head in, or I smashed my finger, or I cut myself.
Oh, and I know I'm just you like, won't get tired of it.
No, I never get tired of it. I'm just, yeah. But it's like, that's how often this shit happens. Like, I came back from Mexico with, like, two huge bruises on my body. No idea where it came from.
Right?
I was like, did someone sneak in my room and just, like, beat me up while I was asleep?
They did. They were just like, and then, like,
fuck you.
Hid under the bed.
We hated your presentation.
They were like, get out of here, gringa.
Yeah, right.
Get out of here. But no, I mean, I wrote in the notes, this is what I wrote about my fall. I said, took a big-ass fall the other day at home because nobody should run in socks on hardwood floors, even if they don't have a bone disease.
Yeah, love it, love it. Tom Cruise, don't at me. I'll never forget that. It was like one of the first episodes of Tosh.0. He had the girl that tried to do that. And they like ate shit.
I love Tosh.0. That shit is so fucked
up. I miss that show. I mean, I get that it's, like, not super relevant anymore, because, like, it's just Chive TV with commentary, but,
right.
Like, I did love that show.
I did love that. The what is that, what did he call it? They're trying to earn back the respect from their bad video.
Oh, it was the,
starts with an R. Oh, my God. Man. Why are
I'm gonna look it up. Tosh.
Redemption.
Something.
Something redemption.
I just remember Nanana Boo Boo, stick your head in doo doo.
Nanana Boo Boo, stick your head in doo doo.
Redemption.
What was it called?
Hold on. Tosh.0 Redemption.
We are live.
Is it just called like, oh, Web Redemption? That's what
Web
it was
Redemption.
Called. Web Redemption. Web
Redemption. Yeah, that was so good.
That show was so funny. Did you like, were you a bigger fan of The Soup or Tosh.0?
Oh, Tosh.0 probably.
You think so? Okay. I really loved The Soup.
Well, The Soup was good. I have no problem, but I think I watched more of Tosh.0.
I probably did too, because I think I only had The Soup when someone had, like, cable. Mm. And it was also, like, not quite the same thing, but it sort of was. Anyway.
Yeah.
Fun debate. Well, what are you drinking?
Why did I just look down at my coffee like it was going to respond? Well, no, it's... I'm so tired.
Me too.
I actually recommended this coffee to Karen over at Crime and Compulsion because I know that she fucking loves coffee. And it's literally just the Walmart brand creme brulee coffee.
Hmm.
And it's so good. It smells so good. It tastes amazing with... I've tried different creamers in this one, and it's like they all taste great. And I'm drinking it with Cocoa Pebbles creamer from International Delight, of course.
Ooh, Judson had a Fruity Pebbles latte yesterday from the place down the street from us. If you come here, I really want you to come here so I can take you to this coffee place because you're going to love it.
Well, I'll be there in like a week.
You will?
Yeah, I have to walk.
Oh. I was like, wait, what? You're coming
down? She was like, what? I forgot?
It's like, what? I didn't remember that you were coming down.
No, I just have a concussion from hitting my head. So I'm just same. Making things up.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Concussions are no joke. but yeah, he had a Fruity Pebbles. They make a Fruity Pebbles latte like seasonally. And they also do a fairy dust latte that has glitter in it. And then... a mermaid latte that's like purple with glitter in it. It's like super cool.
But
and...
like edible?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's really pretty. Okay. And edible and very sweet, so you would love it.
I probably would.
And they also
what
have
about
a
you bitch.
I always get the CBD honey bunny latte that's so good. Anyway.
Ooh.
It's, yeah, they have, like, super cool stuff there. It's called Grinders, if you're ever in the Wilmington area.
Ayy.
So, I'm drinking.
What are you drinking?
Aubrey wrote the cold one. It's a cold brew tea concentrate that I got from Trader Joe's with Plant Folks coconut creamer, but Aubrey just wrote the cold one in front of
it. That's what I thought when I saw cold brew.
The cold one.
And I was like, oh no, it's the cold one.
Cold, not the cold ones, no.
Mine is called, what did I tell you it was called? Hot as the Phoenix Sun.
Yeah. Because you're always Arizona drinking sun. Hot coffee, like, no matter what.
Yeah.
Always. I don't know how you always. Do it.
Oh my God, literally though, last night Henry made, like, lately he's been into making, I told you he makes frappes, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, now he's like, I'm just gonna make milkshakes. And so, like,
I love how much both of our men love to experiment in the kitchen.
Dude, yeah, like, holy shit.
And you and I are just like, feed me.
Yeah, literally. I was telling someone at work the other day, because they were like, man, my girlfriend's the same way as you. She doesn't cook. I just have to, she just tells me what she wants, and I make it for her. I was like, oh, I was like, me too. I can't eat do a real shit. One. Right. And he made this milkshake, and, like, I always want, like, he told me yesterday, it was like, if I just put milk and peanut butter in a blender, you would drink it.
It's true. I have made a milkshake like that.
I just want peanut butter. It was so fucking good. We both were like chugged it, and we were like, holy shit.
Oh my God.
Dude, bruh, he got Legos from his boss, and like,
oh yeah,
for the past 3 days has been building this and now ginormous fucking spacecraft.
She wrote, oh, and Henry is now the king of Legos. In our show notes.
He is. Sorry. He's the king.
I love it.
He's so excited. It makes me so happy because he's like so excited. He's like, look at the guns I put here. And
that's
then the flaps
so
come
cute.
Up and then you can move this and there's a guy down there. And I'm like, oh,
that's
my
so
God.
Cute. Is he like taking the spaceships and making like boy noises where he's like,
yeah, he did. He was like, yeah. Yeah, he actually was like, pew, pew. It's the best. Like,
that's
I've,
so funny.
And I'm like, I don't really, I try to help, but I feel like with Legos, you're either a really good partner or you're in the way. And I think I'm just too clumsy.
I'm too clumsy.
So I just was helping with, like, finding pieces and
giving
them to him.
I don't have the patience for that shit. Yeah, no.
Dude, yeah, I fucking, for the most part, I hate puzzles. I can do Legos because, like, Matthew, my little brother, and I used to play Legos a lot. And would build, like, little houses and things like that.
I enjoy puzzles. I just don't... I'm not, like, a 3D puzzle person. Well,
see,
I guess that's
not,
a lie
yeah.
because I like Rubik's Cubes. But other than that...
Wow. So, you're on record. Karen is a liar.
I'm a liar.
I'm gonna
Sue
find
me.
This clip and just,
Sue
like,
me.
It's gonna be like, I am a liar, 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 liar. And I'm gonna make a beat out of it.
It's gonna be like auto-tune the news.
Yes.
What's your media recs this week?
I found this show. I don't know what channel it's on. I don't know if it's on like NBC or ABC or something. I don't know. But it's on fucking Hulu, and it's a new show called Crime Scene Kitchen. And there's a kitchen, and they put clues, and the bakers have like 2 minutes to look through the kitchen and try to figure out and recreate what they think was made in
okay.
that kitchen. So it's like crime scene meets a baking show, and it's like the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, that's cool. And also Joe McHale.
Yeah, Joe McHale hosts
it. He hosts it.
Oh, yeah. He hosts
it. You sound like one of the Amish kids on Breaking Amish.
Oh, I love it.
Like, they're always like...
I was watching a
oh yeah, we're going up to Pennsylvania.
I was watching a react from Cinnamon Toastkin on YouTube, and they're watching
oh my God.
Clips from the Breaking Amish show. And the one girl, they go to the grocery store for the first time, and she's like, this is lazy. Like, why don't you just go out in the field and grow your own stuff? Like, why is their produce already cut? Like, this is lazy.
It's like, damn! I love Breaking Amish. That's, like, my unofficial media rec for this week. I love Breaking Amish, but it's, like, sometimes I'm just like, oh, babies.
I know! I'm like, one, girl.
Look, incest in the Amish community is a real thing. And mm-hmm. you can kind of tell. I'm not going to say anything else besides that. With certain Royals. People. Not all of them, but some of them. And also, like, just, they do shit because they're so sheltered. They do shit that, like, people would have do in, like, middle school. It's, like, middle school drama. Mm-hmm. Like, and so I'm just like, guys, come on. Grow the fuck up.
So great, though.
It is. It's a great show. I really enjoy it. It's made me cry before, which is surprising.
I like that one of the girls was named Rosanna in one of the things.
Maybe I didn't watch that season. I thought I'd seen all.
Honestly, it might not be the same show. I don't know. It's about Amish. It's about Amish kids leaving the Amish world. So like,
yeah.
That's
Breaking Amish, though. I'm pretty sure.
Right, and it's like TLC or some shit.
Yeah, it's the same show. I'm pretty sure, yeah. Unless they have more than one Amish show, and I just don't know.
Well, one of the girls in the clips that Cinnamon Toast Ken was watching was named Rosanna, and I got a little giggle out of that because
maybe I just forgot about that.
She was like, I'm leaving the community. And her mom was like, okay, whatever. I guess you don't want us to talk to you anymore. She's like, can I come back and visit? She's like, I guess.
It's like, I wonder if she was Mennonite, because Rosanna seems like a too fancy of a name for Amish.
No, they were Amish. They were Amish.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah. What language do they speak?
It's Pennsylvania Dutch, so it's like kind of a weird version, like a mix between like German and English.
Yeah, they were speaking it, and I was just like, what the hell? Yeah. What in tarnation is this?
Pennsylvania Dutch is a weird language, and it's always funny because you can tell that they tell them not to speak it to each other, even though they, like, and they have to, like, catch themselves all the time. They'll be like, yeah, I went to the grocery store. Like,
lazy!
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
You already diced your carrots up, put it in a bag. You can't even dice your own carrots. Lazy.
My official media recommendation this week is I watched Fear Street 1994 on Netflix yesterday. And I didn't read the Fear Street book series growing up. That's another R.L. Stine book series, apparently.
Oh, cute. Oh yeah. That's on Google.
Yeah. Yes, it is on Google.
Let me have a stroke.
I'm sure you can Google it.
No, Netflix. There's what?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
That's
what?
Cute. What? I didn't know it was on Netflix.
Oh, I was like, are you disagreeing with me?
No!
No, it's cool. It's rated R for good reason, because it's a slasher film. But it's cute. It's got that classic slasher feel to it. It's very aesthetically pleasing. Like, it's a beautifully lit and shot show. The acting is kind of, but again, it's a slasher film, so it's not supposed to be, like, high acting, right? The writing, I think, would be a little bit better.
I'm expecting Laurence Olivier level.
Laurence Olivier getting his throat slashed by, like, a mass.
Oh, sweet night.
But it's cute. It's a cute, fun slasher film. It looks beautiful, and there's actually going to be three parts. So the first one is 1994. And it's like takes place
in 1994
it takes place in this town called Shadyville. And then Shadyville, yeah. And there's a witch kind of legend. So like the first one is set in 94. The second one looks like it's gonna be like almost like a Friday the 13th kind of feel. It's gonna be in 1978, set at like a camp.
Yeah, witches.
And then there's the final one is going to be Fear Street 1666, which is, like, the original story of the witch. So they're not all out yet. Only 1994 is out, but it was fun. It was a fun romp. And then the second one that's coming out, I think it comes out tomorrow, it stars one of the kids from Stranger Things. So I was like, okay, cool.
Which one?
The little redheaded girl.
I like her. She's cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
I fucking don't know her name.
She's
sorry.
Not that young anymore. I guess she's technically like 15 now, but
she's an adult.
I'm sure she's still playing a child, because you know how they do with child actors. They're like, oh, Dakota Fanning, you're 18. Would you like to play this 10-year-old?
That's what they do, man.
Anyway, until they don't. Until they're like, hey, why don't you play in
the
Joan
Jett
movie?
Hey, you're 35. Can you play in this high school?
Oh, my God. Show? I was like, I started watching Dawson's Creek the other day, just because I was like, I never watched it, and I, like, one of my college professors had like a walk-on role on it, so I was like, oh, maybe I can like see his walk-on role. And also it's shot in Wilmington where I live, so right. That's fun. But they all look like they're fucking 35.
Listen, okay, James Vanderbeek is an ugly duckling, because he is actually not.
Is he really hot now?
He's not my type, but I would say he's definitely like attractive.
I'm gonna like look him up now because like I
he
doesn't. Seen...
He still has a five head.
He really does though.
But
James Vanderbeek, I mean,
you can't get rid of that.
Oh, he's not that cute now.
He's attractive. I would not fuck him, but think about how he looked in Dawson's Creek, and everybody wanted him, and that's nasty.
He definitely aged into his face a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like John Hamm. I mean, I'm not comparing him to John Hamm, because he's not attractive. I was
about to be like, girl.
Not as attractive as John Hamm, absolutely not.
Boy, have you lost your mind, because I'll help you find it.
Jesus is walking that door right now. He's not going to help you. No, but he's okay looking, but, like, he definitely had one of those faces where he, like, grew into his face, where, like, you know, like, if you see pictures of John Hamm from the 90s, it's like, eh. But then you see pictures of John Hamm now, and you're like, oh, daddy, like.
Zaddy. Zaddy Hamm.
Also, we had a Twitter interaction from Autopsy Podcast. He said, I guess I posted about our one-year anniversary coming up. And he was like, oh, Zaddy Swan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I Zaddy. Should say, we had a new review as well as a quick buy me a coffee shout out.
Yes. Throw it out there, bitch. Let's do it.
Thank you, Karen from Crime and Compulsion, for buying us a coffee.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. Dun, dun. All right.
I've also been watching Gilmore Girls lately, so I've had When You're Out on the Road,
Feeling Lonely, and So Cold.
All you gotta do is call me.
Her name. What's her name? What the fuck is her name? That singer.
I actually don't know.
ZZ Top.
ZZ Top?
Yeah, that's what I said. It's not right.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I usually have the reviews pulled up. Oh, here we go. Bob from the Great Pop Culture Podcast left us a review.
Wow!
And he has been super upset that we haven't had an episode come out in 2 weeks. He
keeps messaging me. Ben from Crime and Compulsion is the same. Literally texted me today and was like, I was like, we're recording today, and Ben was like sending gifts of the Titanic woman saying, it's been 84 years.
I know. We had to take a couple weeks off because I could not get my shit together.
What's Bob say?
Wow, these ladies are really fun to listen to. This show is high energy, high comedy, and an all-around hoot. The hosts are so comfortable with one another and naturally gifted for the podcast medium. I started with the reading of Twilight, and then... And when it comes to their thoughts on this quote-unquote novel, same. If you want a genuine, heartfelt experience, give them a try. Also a rating, a review, and subscribe. Dis Nerd Bob. I love you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks so much, Bob.
That's what's up. Thanks, Karen. Thanks, Bob.
And also check out the Great Pop Culture Debate podcast, because I like listened to their one on like the best Avenger, and I was like so educated afterwards.
Yeah, there we go.
They like literally know their shit, like so much, way more than I know. Anyway, this intro is getting away from us a little bit.
You know what? We haven't been here for 2 weeks. They'll fucking deal with it.
They'll fucking deal. The real fans.
Listen, okay, I'm gonna just say live, Ben, after he texted me that, after he just texted me that old Titanic lady. I sent back a Michael Caine meme saying, I'm so sorry, I failed you. Was that a good Michael Caine?
Whenever I get sad, Judson will be like, why do we fool Master Wayne?
I love it. And he just texted me just now and said,
Michael Caine?
No, Ben. What? And he just told us to do better. That's what he just said to us.
Okay, so. Ben, challenge accepted.
Challenge not accepted.
I'm going to do worse. Worse.
Yeah, right. we're always going to disappoint you.
We're always, you need to go into this podcast disappointed.
Our favorite super fan.
Like, you need to, that's how everyone should go into this. So they're not let down. So
low expectations. Something
yeah, and then something great happens or we throw out a zinger and they're like, oh, wait.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
They're okay. Funny. They're edgy.
We are funny.
Ooh, don't cut yourself on that edge, girl.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. But we'll be right back to cover chapter 10 of Twilight called Interrogation.
Dun, dun,
I don't know why I said that like that.
Master Wayne.
Why do we fall, Master Wayne? Anyway, we'll be right back.
Oh, God.
Ever wanted to break out of your cubicle and into a business where you can call the shots? You Break Guy Fix is looking for passionate self-starters interested in a franchise opportunity in the booming electronics repair industry. At You Break Guy Fix, we help reconnect people to the devices that they rely on so that they can get back to what matters most. This is a big responsibility. And from the moment you join our family, our franchisees are provided with the resources and support to bring affordable and convenient electronics repair to your community. Did we mention that with amazing partners like Samsung and Google, You Break I Fix franchisees also have access to the highest quality parts and personalized training out there, as well as specialized tools? It's true. And it's also easy to visit youbreakifix.com/franchising and learn more about your big break at your very own You Break I Fix.
Do you have a book you'd like us to cover on a future season? Email us at chicklit.podcast.info@gmail.com and be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at chicklitpod. If you love the podcast and want to support us in other ways, check out patreon.com/chicklit, where you can choose from 3 different patron tiers to receive fun extras, early access to bonus content, and maybe even some new music from the chicks. That's patreon.com/chicklit. And as always, we love reviews. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening from. Thanks for listening. Now back to the show.
Because all of the Power Ranger parts, when they were in their suits, were from the Japan show, and the Yellow Ranger was played by a male. So, yeah, fun facts.
That's really cool.
I was obsessed with Trini. I was Yellow Ranger all the way. Fuck Pink Ranger. Fuck him. Anyway. Anyway.
Welcome
I'm a
back.
Trini stan. Trini stan. All right.
That sounds like a country.
Trinidad.
Trinistan.
Oh my God, my dumbass saw the name Tunisia, and I was like, Tunisia? And Marissa was like, Tunisia? And I was like, oh my God, why did I read it like that?
To be fair, I think British people say, like, Tunisia.
Maybe, because I was like, I feel like a dumbass.
British people have to overpronounce every fucking syllable. Just
she
kidding.
Straight up asked Siri, and Siri
you,
was
Scott.
Like, Siri was like, Tunisia. And I was like, fuck, okay. Well, there goes my, I was like, I'm stupid. The rest of the day, I was like, I'm not going to have anything intellectual to say.
Well,
welcome back.
Welcome back.
Sorry, everyone.
To Tunisia. We are covering chapter 10 of Twilight called Interrogation.
Yeah.
Which sounds interesting. The title of the chapter sounds way more interesting than the actual chapter.
Yeah.
It was
a lot, little less conversation, a little more action,
yeah.
I think is the phrase I need.
A little less 16 candles, a little more touch me.
I just want them to, like, eat
Sorry,
people.
That's
I just
a weird Fallout Boy reference. I just want them to eat people.
I just want the vampires to do shit.
You're the worst.
Like, I want to see it. That's what I'm here for.
Well, we begin the morning after the crazy trip to Port Angeles.
Which, she says, to start us out, I clung to the parts of that night I couldn't have imagined. Like his smell. I was sure I could never have dreamed that up on my own.
Stop smelling it!
Stop with the smell stuff, honey.
The smell thing is so weird.
It's so... Listen. Yes, Henry smells good. But am I going, baby? Like, no.
I don't know if she's going for, like, a weird vampire pheromone thing or, like...
Maybe.
Or what, but it's not fun. I don't like it.
It's not fun.
I do not like it on a plane.
I do not like it on a train. No.
I really hate that. It's like, it's one thing if like, oh,
literally the first paragraph.
We're not even a paragraph in. It's like, it's one thing if you're like, oh, your significant other uses like a nice brand of soap or like you just like,
like you smell like Tide. Do you smell like Tide detergent?
There is something to like being attracted to their pheromones that they give off, but that's not something that you're going to be like,
like, yeah, I'm not down with the sickness, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I guess you are down with the sickness, because if you lose your sense of smell, you might have COVID.
You don't come and get down with the sickness! All right. I can't not say that and then not sing it.
I prefer the Richard Cheese version.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness.
Your mother, get up.
Come on, get down.
Oh, man.
I love his, my neck. My back, lick my pussy and my crack.
His crack.
Yes.
Richard Cheese, man.
Oh, Richard Cheese. Look him up, youngins. It's amazing.
Maybe don't, though, because doesn't he, did he use
Oh,
the,
no.
Did he was use he the N-word in some of the songs? Then I was like, that's not
Oh,
cool.
No. Did he?
I don't know. I listened to Richard Cheese at a time in my life where I wasn't aware that that was not okay. So it could.
Wow.
So be forewarned. Be forewarned. I might be accusing him of something that he never did, but.
Oh, no. This might be the Scientology.
Oh my god. I'm so sorry, Serena Joy.
Oh my god. No.
Yeah,
we'll find out next episode. With her fucked up mouth.
We'll find out if Richard Cheese said the N-word.
Next time.
I will find that out, so maybe don't listen to him until I find out. Mm-hmm.
Hold on that.
Yeah, put a little stop on that one.
Little pin.
The only reason I say that is because Richard Cheese was recommended to me by somebody who is a piece of shit and wouldn't care. And I think you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gossiping. I'm just gossiping.
There's a few that fit the bill.
Yeah. Former friend of both of us.
La, 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 la. Yeah, I got it.
Yep. Anyway. La, la,
la, la. Honey Patrol!
So, back to the book.
Back to, like, paragraph 3.
She walks outside, and she's like, oh, it's fucking cold, and I left my jacket in Jessica's car. That sucks. And then she says...
Wait a minute, though, Karen.
What?
She's excited that it's cloudy.
Oh, finally?
Now she wants to conform to the PNW.
This fucking bitch, man.
Because she smelled a vampire.
You go to
Port
Angeles one motherfucking time.
One motherfucking time.
Her ass ain't even been to Seattle yet.
Burger.
My God.
It makes me mad. I just was very... no. My phone was, like, picking up my voice. And just tried to, like, Google, like, weird... I don't know what that was. Anyway... Woo! Yeah, no, that made me very angry because I was like, this bitch has been complaining the whole fucking time.
The whole motherfucking time.
The whole fucking time. And then she's like,
She said she couldn't wait to get the heat going in her truck. And then she realized that there was a silver car in the driveway. And Edward pops out of the shiny Volvo and says, do you want to ride with me today? And I wrote, creepy or cute? Should we just play that game for the rest of the book? Is it creepy or cute?
Creepy or cute. Yeah, let's do it. Creepy or cute.
Like, this is kind of cute. Like, I think this is okay. I don't mind this.
And she said that he was really giving me a choice. I was free to refuse the ride. And part of him hoped for that. It was a vain hope. And I was like, how do you know what he was thinking, you dumb... Anyway, sorry. I don't know. Maybe I was in a rage reading this because all of my notes are like, I hate this.
Listen.
You dumb bitch.
Listen, you guys. This morning, we were supposed to... It is now 11 a.m. We were supposed to start recording at 9. I hadn't even read my chapter of the book, and I was supposed to wake up at 7:40, and I don't know if my alarm just never went off or I didn't hear it, but I woke up at 8:30 to, like, three texts from Aubrey going, "Are you ready to record?" And then I text her back, and I said, "I still have to read my chapter." Then she goes, "Oh, fuck, I forgot." Neither one of us remembered to read the motherfucking chapter.
I had everything else ready. I was like,
she had her whole shit set up.
My recording stuff is basically set up. Like, I've got all my shit. I was writing, like, the little thing for our notes, and nope, forgot to read.
I'm literally still in my underwear, like, laying in bed, like, reading this book. I had to, like, get up and go downstairs to find a pen, and I'm, like, laying next to my husband in bed, who's, like, snoring away, just like, ugh, Twilight.
Mm-hmm. I rage read this apparently.
I rage read it too. I actually woke up from a dream about having to read to do an episode with you.
Oh,
because
shit.
Because my subconscious was like, Karen, don't forget.
You reminded me, so thank you, because I would have been like, oh, shit. Like,
fuck.
We got to pause for about 20 minutes. Like, fuck
me. That could actually be kind of fun. Like, one of us, only one of us reads the chapter, and we just tell it to the other one.
And we're like, oh god.
Anyway, okay. So we think this
I would
is
say
cute.
It's a little cute, little cute.
It's a
I
little
would say
cute.
More to cute than creepy.
Yeah, I'm with you here. He brought his jacket for her, which is also kind of cute.
I brought the jacket for you. I didn't want you to get sick or something. His voice was guarded. I noticed that he wore no jacket himself, just a light gray V-neck shirt with long sleeves. Again, the fabric clung to his perfectly muscled chest. And I wrote, is this a Nora Roberts book?
Literally,
because,
I was going
to
say.
First of all, I also want to point out that I'm calling you out, New York Times. You wrote that this was a literary phenomenon.
Ew. New York Times, what?
Yeah.
First of all, the Bible is the best-selling book of all time. I'm just kidding.
And then it's Somehow I Managed by Michael Scott.
Also, this description just made me think of, like, a Eurotrash dude whose t-shirt is, like, way too tight for it. Like, the V-neck long sleeves.
He's like, come on, ride on my motorcycle.
Body. Yeah. Like, he just screams, like, I don't know. I was not attracted to it. Maybe because I'm picturing Robert Pattinson.
I don't know.
I need to find an image of
somebody,
Edward that's not
somebody
Robert Pattinson.
Somebody wrote an article about who would be potential cast for, like, if they did a reboot today, you know? And
I'd be interested in that. It wouldn't
they
it,
the
it
one that won
more,
out
though.
Was Tom Holland. So I thought that was a decent choice.
Oh, that would be cute. I love Tom Holland. Mm-hmm. I think he's adorable.
And then the one that won for Bella was a bitch from, I can't remember her name, 13 Reasons Why.
The one
that played the main girl.
Hannah.
I can't remember her real name.
Welcome to your tape.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That was so good. I was like, oh, I'm in it. I'm in the episode, guys. I'm there. I promise.
The guy that played her friend who's, like, going through all Clay.
He
was in some really bad horror movie. And every time it comes up on Netflix, Judson calls it 13 Reasons Why to Not Watch This Movie. 13 Reasons Why This Movie's Really Bad.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Anyway. So, no, I like Tom Holland. I think that would actually be a really cute reboot.
He would lean into more of, like, Edward being a little more, like, playful.
A little dorky, a little playful.
I think it would be a really interesting take. It might actually make, if he does a good job, it might actually make me like Twilight.
I liked.
You gotta hold tight, Spider Monkey.
Spider Man. I mean, Spider Monkey.
Oh no!
I didn't love 13 Reasons Why for a lot of reasons. 13. More than 13. but she was really good in Knives Out. I liked her in Knives
Out. Yeah.
Have you seen Knives Out? You need to see
yes.
it. Yes. Okay. Good.
Sorry. Well, anyway, the point of that whole thing was this made me think we were in a romance novel and that Edward is ugly.
And also, I think Tom Holland could pull off a V-neck long sleeve shirt. I do not think that Robert Pattinson could.
Yeah, I could see Tom Holland. He's cute.
He's adorable.
He's really cute.
He's like too young for me, but he's cute. Him and Zendaya were adorable in
Far
you
know
From
Home. They're actually dating, right?
Of course they fucking are.
There have been rumors for like 4 years, and they finally, like, this past week, they got a picture of them, like, kissing in a car.
Aww.
And I was like, oh! Anyway.
You're like, what? Okay. Oh God.
Why do I sound like Charlie Brown when he gets kicked by the football? Is that not? Anyway.
Yeah, it's a little like that.
That's it.
So she gets in the car and they're driving to school. He's driving like a crazy person.
She's curious when she puts on the jacket. She's curious to see if the scent could possibly be as good as she remembered. And I'm gonna throw up.
I'm gonna puke.
And then he says, because she's like, I'm not delicate. And he's like, it says that he contradicts her in a voice so low I wasn't sure if he meant for me to hear. So he
why
says,
are they whispering?
Are you? And I wrote, why are you always mumbling?
Why is he always mumbling?
This is the problem, because they're mumbling. It's going to make me yell. So now I'm just always yelling.
I'm just constantly yelling. And if Aubrey's like super quiet for the rest of the recording, it's because the program that we use to record automatically adjusts the levels if you're screaming too much. And so half the time she'll scream like once and the rest of the recording she's really quiet.
She's so quiet. Quiet as a mouse.
Quiet as Edward. Anyway, so yeah, I don't.
And then he's like, what? No 20 questions today. And I just wrote, I hate all of this.
I hate it so much. And then they get to school and she's like, where's the rest of your family? And he's like, they took Rosalie's car, which is apparently like some nondescript glossy red convertible. Like, come on, Stephanie Meyer, sell me. You told me what car Edward drives. Like, I want to know what kind of fucking red convertible. What kind of red convertible would she drive? I'm picturing like a VW Bug, but like only because she's such a like girly girl.
I was picturing like a Corvette,
like more of a sportsy.
Yeah.
Ooh, like a Porsche. Porsche.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. If they have those, I think they do. It would definitely be like a foreign sports car. You're right.
I think so. Yeah. I think it would be like a foreign car.
So I definitely, do you think it's a soft top or I don't know. I don't care.
That's what she said. Do you think it's a soft top?
Drink.
I've made like two Office references and you haven't drank at all.
Oh, I'll make up for it. Anyway. So then he's like, she's like, why do they always ride with you if she's got, like, this hot car? And he's like, we try to blend in. And then she's like, so then why did Rosalie drive today? And he goes, because she's fucking dense. And he says, hadn't you noticed? I'm breaking all the rules now. And I was just like, ugh.
I'm gonna throw up in my mouth right now.
Gonna fucking puke.
But I love this. It says, so they get to school, and she says, under the shelter of the cafeteria's roof overhang, Jessica was waiting, her eyes about to bug out of her sockets. Over her arm, bless her, was my jacket. Hey, Jessica, I said when we were a few feet away. Thanks for remembering. She handed me my jacket without speaking. Good morning, Jessica, Edward said politely. It wasn't really his fault that his voice was so irresistible, bleh, or what his eyes were capable of, bleh. Hi. She shifted her wide eyes to me, trying to get her gather her jumbled thoughts. I guess I'll see you in Trig. I love that. And then apparently she like looks behind herself twice to look at them as she's like,
the fuck?
That was the best part of the chapter, was Jessica just being like,
so tell me fucking everything.
I need to know.
And then she, of course, you know, Edward reads Jessica's mind. Jessica's mind. Jessica's.
Drunk ass bitch.
Nice stroke, Pam. I'm drinking coffee or tea. He said she wants to know. He said she wants to know if we're secretly dating, and she wants to know how you feel about me, he finally said.
I wrote, I hate everything about this.
I hate everything about this.
You. Oh. Sorry.
It's a little anyway. 3 Days Grace throwback for you.
There you go. You're welcome.
From my butt rock days. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, she says, yikes, what should I say? And then he's like, I suppose you could say yes to the first one if you don't mind. It's easier than any other explanation. And I just wrote, oh my God, he likes me. The other... She said in a faint voice, apparently. The other thing that got me from the next paragraph He says, as for the other question, well, I'll be listening to hear the answer to that one myself. One side of his mouth pulled up into my favorite uneven smile. And I'm like, why is everybody's smile crooked?
I said, did you mean crooked?
Some people just have normal smiles. Like, everybody, like, I hate this, like, obsession with describing every dude's smile as, like, a crooked or, like, a twisted or an uneven grin. Like, it's just...
Just smile.
It's, like, just...
You're pretty.
Just smile. He's a vampire with pearly whites. Like, he's not gonna have, like... What does he have? Fucked up teeth? Does he need braces? Like, what?
He's got meth mouth.
He got meth mouth? Like... Oh, my God. My screensaver just came on and I forgot it says, you're a hoe now. What? Because I used to say you're a cunt, but my parents came to visit, so I changed it to you're a hoe. It's true. I used to be.
The things we do.
The things we do. So then they leave, and she goes to class, and then she sits next to Mike in... What class is this?
Science? No, I don't know.
I don't know. Fucking no. No, because she and Edward have biology
English.
Together.
English.
Is it English? Okay.
And then she goes to government.
To government. And Mike does a cute thing where he's like, so did Jessica say anything about Monday night? And I was like, oh, God, he's finally over Bella.
Did she say anything about me?
Jessica's clearly, like, the more outgoing, more attractive, less stuck-up person. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand this obsession with Bella.
You got me, fam. You got me. Because I don't get it.
And so she's like... She goes to whatever class she has with Jessica, and
Trig?
I think it's Trig. Yeah, and which I'm like, ew, gross. I never took anything over like algebra 2.
Girl, bye.
I didn't have to, thankfully.
Girl, bye. Fuck that.
My senior math was consumer math, but I only had like one college that I was able to go to, so thanks homeschool. So of course she's like, tell me everything. And she's like, what happened last night? And she was like, how did you get home so fast? And she says, he drives like a maniac. It was terrifying. I hoped he heard that.
Which I don't like the fact that he was like, I'm going to be listening. And then leaves. And then she has to go have this conversation knowing full well Edward's listening.
Right.
Like I would be like embarrassed. Like, I don't know. That just seems, I don't think that's cute.
That you have, like,
I think
your girlfriend
cute or creepy,
combos.
That's creepy.
You think it's creepy?
I think it's not okay for him to listen in on her conversation with Jessica.
I think it's like
slightly
borderline.
I think it's an invasion of her feelings. And she's got to be careful with how she says things because she doesn't feel like she can fully say how she feels, which I can't believe I'm defending Bella, but...
I can't believe I'm being a little bit of an Edward apologist right now because I'm not. but, like, if I had the power to listen in on people's conversations...
It's devil's advocate. We'll call
I would probably do it. Maybe I wouldn't tell them, though.
I just think because she knows he does it, and he straight up told her he's gonna listen.
Right.
Like, he could, if he wanted to, try to tune it out and be respectful of her space and be, you know, have her say what she feels like she can say. Because she's not being totally truthful with everything with Jessica because she knows he's listening.
Right. Sorry, I just burped a little bit.
Let me just step off my soapbox.
Yeah. No, I feel that. I feel that.
I don't know. I don't like Bella, but...
She's... Because, like, you know, Jess is like, but, like, was it, like, a date? Like, did you know he was coming? And she's like, no, I was surprised to see him there. And then Stephanie Meyer, again, with the weird... Her lips puckered in disappointment at the transparent honesty in my voice. Like...
I'm doing a duck face.
Yeah, I'm doing, like, a...
Can you see it? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you can picture it.
You can...
Vivid! I also like that at one point she's like... So you're going to see him again? And she's like, yeah, he's driving me to Seattle on Saturday. And then she just goes, oh, wow. So she exaggerated the words into three syllables. Edward Cullen. So then she kind of like gets distracted and she's like, has he kissed you? And she's like, no.
No.
Sorry. No, it's Bella. So she's like, has he kissed you? And she's like, no. I always picture Kristen Stewart in her, like, weird man voice.
I have an Office reference on the next page.
Ooh, okay. Skip it, please, because I would love to just fly through this chapter.
It's like, Jessica's like, well, he is unbelievably gorgeous. Jessica shrugged, does this excuse any flaws? Which, in her book, it probably did. Wow, way to think, okay.
Anyway, that's another story. And Bella says, there's a lot more to him than that. And I wrote, when Phyllis is trying to set, you know, when Michael asks everyone to set him up with somebody, and she's like, he's got a feisty personality, too. Can he fit in a rowboat?
Can he fit in a rowboat?
No, okay, he can't fit in a rowboat.
I knew it!
I also, like, earlier, she's talking about how the waitress was flirting with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, how he was ignoring her. And then Jessica's like, was she pretty? That's a good sign. And she says, very, probably 19 or 20, which for me, because I'm 28, I was like, wow, she's way too young for him. Oh, right. They're in high school. Mm-hmm. I'm old.
Also, he's 150.
Well, yeah, but like.
Or was, whatever. I don't think he's like, actually 150.
I wrote that that's like weirdly a compliment, like no matter what age you are, where it's like, if you're like going for older women or like going for younger women, like it's like a weird, not a compliment, but like a, oh, damn, okay, you know? Like,
right.
I was like, that was just a weird moment in my life where I had a realization. I was like, I'm almost 30. Mm-hmm. And I definitely took that like, oh, wow, a 19 or 20-year-old was into him because he's 17.
Come into the light, Karen.
Yeah, I'm so old.
You say whatever you want when you get old.
It's true.
I'm just kidding. Because
I'm 50. Who remembers that skit?
Oh my god.
I love that skit. So then she's like, so do you like him? And she's like, yes. And she's like, I mean, do you like really like him though? Which this always throws me back to the podcast diaries, because they're always talking about how Mia can literally like be in bed with someone and be like, yeah, but like, do you like me? Shout out to Francis and Jordan. I forgot to say, I got to meet up with Francis on the way back from Mexico.
Yeah.
We met up in Atlanta because I had a huge layover. So that was super duper fun. And we had a great time. And she showed me around, like, she drove me all around Atlanta and showed me all her movie sets that she's, like, working on and stuff. Our episode just dropped. That and the Smashing Pumpcast. Good lord, so much has happened. Smashing Pumpcast also dropped, like, the day before I left. And then the day that I came back, the... the other episode for my podcast diaries episode dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So please go check those out. I meant to say that like in the beginning, but please check out both of those because
podcast diaries and
the Smashing Pumpcast. I finally had my debuts on both of those shows. Yeah. And just listen to them in general because they're great.
Yes.
So anyway, she says, how much do you like him? And then she says, too much. Than he likes me, but I don't see how I can help that.
She needs to stop whispering.
I sighed, one blush blending into the next. That's...
I'm going to throw up.
Ew. And then she, like, distracts Jessica by talking about Mike and, like, overanalyzing their whole conversation. And then Jessica's like, they're going to lunch. She's like, you're not sitting with us today, are you?
And she's like, I don't think so.
Jessica
took one look because Edward's waiting there for her, rolled her eyes, and departed. I was like, that's me as hell.
That is like, so ugh. You. And you're like, ugh.
Go.
You have
go
a sit boyfriend.
With your fucking weird, abusive man. Get out of here. He's gorgeous, though, so go for it.
But
girlfriend.
He's gorgeous, so it doesn't matter. What was that laugh?
I was just thinking. It was this video. There was this girl that went on Dr. Phil that was like apparently posting videos on social media about like, if your boyfriend hits you, it means he loves you.
Ew. Like, ew, no, that does not.
Not any guy would just go to jail for you. Like,
oh my God.
All this shit. And Dr. Phil's like, the fuck?
My favorite episode of Dr. Phil is the sexy vegan.
Oh no. No.
I love that episode. It's so weird. It's so strange. And of course the Catch Me Outside girl, but her name is Bad Baby now and she's a rapper.
Bad Baby.
Anyways, Dr. Phil is wild and I probably shouldn't support it.
Shit's wild as hell.
I had a coworker that used to literally like DVR because he's old. DVR like every episode of Dr. Phil every single day.
That's a lot.
And would like go home and watch them. And I'm like, why don't you just watch it live? Like it's on the TV at work. Like you could just. And he's like, yeah, but I'm working. And I'm like, you really care about Dr. Phil that much? And he's like, yes,
like,
I do.
Damn. He's like, I have to pay attention to everything that man says.
Anyways, So then she sits down with him at lunch and he gets like a bunch of food. And she's like, what would someone do if you dared, they dared, what would you do if someone dared you to eat food? As she turns around an apple in her hands and I'm like, ooh, get it, it's on the cover.
It's on the cover.
Get it? Am get I it? Right? So then he like takes a bite of pizza and is like, if somebody dared you to eat dirt, you could, couldn't you?
And then she goes, I did once on a dare. And I was like, I fucking hate this.
I hate this.
Of course you did. Oh.
Oh my God. Like, I'm so quirky. I eat dirt.
Fucking want to punch you. Go eat dirt. Get out of my face.
At what point does being quirky just turn into being like a weird, like a void of a weird human being? Like just a person that you would want to avoid at all costs.
Get I want to make my that face. Skit.
Where it's like, you're so quirky that nobody wants to hang out with you.
They're like, oh my God.
Oh my God, it's so funny. I just, like, do this weird thing, like, where I, like, eat dirt. I just, like, do this weird thing where I, like, bathe in bleach. But it's, like, you know.
It's healthy.
It's healthy, I think. It's just, like, a quirky thing.
Gwyneth Paltrow talked about it once.
Yeah, and then I shoved an egg up my vagina. Okay, here's my thing about that interview. Candle. I'm sorry, I'm going on a tangent. I hate Goop. And I hate Gwyneth Paltrow. I used to like her. But she's in that interview, and the guy's like, I think it's like Jimmy Fallon or something, where he's like, you guys advertise this egg that's made out of jade that you put in your vagina. And, like, what is that supposed to do? And then this bitch literally answers this question. This is how you can tell. This is, like, rich privilege right here. Where she goes, I don't know. I should start the jade egg practice. And I was like, bitch, you're selling this shit to people to shove up their pussies, and you've never even done it or, like, know what it's for? Like, what? That is, like, irresponsible consumerism. Like,
I mean, her first child's name is Apple.
I don't care about that.
I didn't expect much
but
after
like,
that.
What the fuck? You answered, somebody asked you a question about something that you're telling women to shove in their vaginas, and your answer was, I don't know. Like, go watch the interview. You will see. It's like, I was like, this is like white privilege. Like, this is like, you're so fucking, you don't even have to know the answers to the shit that you sell from your own company. Don't buy Goop.
So mad.
PSA. Anyway, fuck Gwyneth Paltrow.
Fuck her in the face.
Fuck her. She was bad in Iron Man.
With the egg.
Fuck her in the face. Fuck her in the egg with a pussy. anyways, I just had
whatever.
To.
Whatever. Sorry.
I had to, like, say that.
I fully support that rant. Whatever.
Yeah. Sorry. We'll put that in the clips this week for sure.
Side note.
Oh, so then they have this whole fucking conversation.
This conversation drives me nuts.
It does. It's because, like, none of this drives the plot.
Like this right here, he says, something you said to Jessica, well, it bothers me. He refused to be distracted. His voice was husky, which I should have read it.
Something
you
said
to Jessica, well, it bothers me. And she's like, I'm not surprised you heard something you didn't like. You know what they say about eavesdroppers. I warned you I would be listening.
And I warned you that you didn't want to know everything I was thinking.
You did. He agreed, but his voice was still rough. You aren't precisely right, though. I do want to know what you're thinking. Everything. I just wish that you wouldn't be thinking some things. And I wrote vague, but like to the tune of Vogue.
Vague!
Vague! Like, what? What is going on? What are you fucking just say?
Awkward conversation.
Vague. That's it. That's the next one.
I'm framing my face.
I was too.
Yes. I always go from I do the peace sign eyes, and then I frame my face, and then I do like the hold your nose and go underwater. Those are my three disco moves.
Have you ever almost drowned doing it?
Oh.
No. Anyway, I just was very, this whole conversation just irritated me because it's like, I'm going to say this one thing and she's going to be like, I told you not to listen. And then he's like, here's some vague thing. Like, what?
He's like, well, he finally does say, do you truly believe that you care more for me than I do for you? And she's like, you're doing it again. Oh, no, sorry. She muttered it. You're doing it again.
What?
Dazzling me. Which I wrote, Sorry, if you couldn't understand what I just said there, she says, dazzling me. And I just wrote, puke.
I wrote, you don't even know each other.
Literally,
the
don't
musical.
Know anything. Like,
like, I'm in love with you. We've had three conversations.
But I think I'm falling hard and fast for you.
Girl, don't get close. I'm dangerous.
I don't really care. Oh my God. That's the Twilight musical. Wait, why have we not written the Twilight musical?
Why have we not written
that? That would be way, and it's just like a roasting of Twilight, but it's the musical.
It's going to be so bad. It's
we need that. I'm going to write songs. I have a piano now.
You can do it. I can help with lurks.
She said, anyway. It's not your fault. You can't help it. Blah, 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 blah.
Enabler.
And then
she says, I really think that. And then he's like, after like fucking 10 minutes, he's like,
you're
well,
wrong.
I don't know.
You're wrong.
Where's Rachel?
Every Where
time.
Is she?
I will never not. Anyway.
Where is she?
Why do we fall, Master Wayne?
That's the title of this episode. Ooh, twin snorts. Hello. It's like Twin Peaks, but there's no murder and only laughter.
No peaks, only lows.
There's peaks. They're just, mine are smaller than yours.
Mine is Mount Everest.
Yeah, mine is like the rolling, the foothills. We talk about our tits way too much. Just in case you didn't know, we were talking about our boobs.
She describes his eyes as liquid topaz,
which I was like, isn't that supposed to be blue?
Wouldn't it look like
what
his
color
eyes
is
burning?
Topaz? What?
Isn't it like a tan?
Topaz. I thought that was taupe.
Or a brown.
That's taupe.
Isn't it a brown? Isn't topaz like brown?
Well, then why is the jewel blue? Okay, sorry. What is a topaz gemstone? Topaz actually has an exceptionally wide color range that, besides brown, includes various tones, saturations of blue, green, yellow, orange, red, pink, and purple. Colorless topaz is plentiful and often treated to give it a blue color. Okay, see, I didn't know that. I've only ever seen blue topaz, so I was like, bitch, what fucking color are his eyes? Are they brown or are they blue?
I think she's going for the gold kind of topaz, because I know she said something
about... That's a very vague description.
Vague.
Just write your book.
Write your book better. Use better adjectives. Vague.
Okay, anyway, thank you for clearing that up, because I had no idea.
Well, I didn't know they were blue. I've always thought topaz was like gold brown, so I'm learning today.
My sister's favorite gem is blue topaz. So, but she always just called it topaz. So I just assumed that all topaz was that color. It's like a turquoise, if you will.
A turquoise. Let me put my top hat on. Shove my egg in my vagina.
Egg and vagina, top hat, let's go.
Is
Fancy
that the
dinner.
Title?
Here
Is
we
that
go.
The title?
Egg and my vagina.
My top in my egg and my vagina.
Let's go to a fancy dinner party, darling, with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Why do we fall, Master Wayne?
Why do we fall? So that we can get through this chapter.
Oh, I'm doing like a Snape, though. I sound a little more Alan Rickman-y.
Turn to page 394.
Question mark?
We have to stop. Okay, we have to keep going.
We have to stop, but keep going. You're sending mixed signals.
We have
stop
to go
being
back.
An Edward.
Oh God, stop. So
anyway.
Then she, I don't know. They have this whole awkward conversation about.
Well, she's like, I don't think you could ever like me that way because I'm so ordinary.
Oh my God.
I always am clumsy and I have bad things happen to me. And look at you. You're a fucking Adonis like statuesque man.
Oh my God.
And then, he's like, ooh, well, I think you're hot.
No, okay. He says, Trust me, just this once, you are the opposite of ordinary. And I just wrote, we fucking get it.
I wrote throws up.
We fucking get it. She's different and quirky and clumsy, and somehow he finds that attractive.
And then he says, don't you see? That's what proves me right. I care the most. And I went, this should not be a competition.
Why is this a
competition? This is unhealthy.
Like, very unhealthy. So no. Then she says, hold on, sorry. There's a point where she is afraid that he might leave mm-hmm. her. Like, this is the first time where she's like, oh, God, what would happen if he said goodbye, right?
He says, if leaving is the right thing to do. Are you okay? I sound like the goat. I sound like the goat. What but happened? I thought there was a spider on me, and I got freaked out. It just... Dude looks like a lady!
My favorite is... Ow! Trouble, trouble.
Oh, trouble, trouble.
No, and then she says...
Oh, sorry. Yeah, she says, I'll hurt myself to keep from hurting you. And I wrote, do you think this was Stephanie Meyer's setup for New Moon?
Okay, like the next paragraph, she's thinking to herself and she says, I suppose I could purposefully put myself in danger to keep him close. And I just wrote LOL the entire plot of New Moon.
I wrote when he says the thing about if leaving's the right thing, I wrote, do you think this was her setup for New Moon? And after that paragraph, I wrote, yeah, it's definitely the setting plot for New Moon.
Here's what I picture. The Twilight was such a success and she got a new book deal. And then she was sitting in her house one day, rereading it for the umpteenth time because she loves her own shit and smelling her own farts, and was like, ooh, how about I base an entire book on Bella being depressed because Edward left? That's fucking brilliant. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then she was like,
smells like Edward.
Smells like Edward. Sorry, Stephanie, but you got to be a little self-obsessed to, like, write a book this bad and then market
it. It's so bad. It's a phenomenon, so like the New York Times said.
It's a literary phenomenon. I couldn't even get it out with a straight face.
There's very few who can.
So then he's like, wait, so, like, do you actually need to go to Seattle or, like, do you just want to hang out? And she was like, as long as we're together, I don't really care what we do. And I was like, bitch, go to Seattle.
And then he's like, She's, like, talking about, like, oh, well, like, you know, I should get you for making me talk to Tyler Crowley, and now you're telling everyone I'm going to prom with him. And he's like,
would you have turned me down?
And she's like, I would have canceled, because, like,
but I probably would have said yes, though. Like,
I can't dance because I'm terrible at everything.
I can't dance because I'm clumsy, remember? Like, I'm clumsy.
He's like, are you referring to the fact that you can't walk across a flat, stable surface without finding something to trip over?
Oh, my God. We have to have, like, a clumsy counter. This is, like, at least 5 times in this chapter that they've made reference to how clumsy she is.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's so really, bad. Really, her entire really bad. Personality is that she trips.
And this is coming from someone who is very clumsy.
Yes, like, same.
It's too much. Too much, man.
Oh, my God. I'm so quirky and clumsy.
Quirky. I trip over that.
It's such an attractive quality. Men just flock to me.
I trip over tile.
One time I tripped over an ant. I'm just kidding. It was actually like my aunt Carol. sorry.
But I'm shh.
No. Shuck. Shit.
Bless you, bitch.
Don't cut that out.
I said keep it in.
Keep it in. Ow, fuck. That hurt.
What, your sneeze?
Yeah, it was weird.
Oh, no.
So then she's like, we should take my car, though, because I told Charlie I was going to Seattle and I don't want to explain this whole thing. And then...
he's like, wait, don't you want to tell Daddy Swan about us?
And then she's like, there was an undercurrent to his question that I didn't understand. And I wrote, in case he eats you.
Oh, really? Is that what it... Oh! I thought it was because he was old school. And he was like, shouldn't your father know about us? But that makes some more sense.
I think it's like a little bit that, but also because he's like, well, I mean, you should give me some accountability here. Like,
that makes more sense. I'm learning every day.
No, I was just like, what if he eats you? Nobody will know.
So. I'm excited. I need to see more vampires eat people. and other vampires.
She also, he's like, you shouldn't go to Seattle by yourself, even if, like, you know, you don't want to hang out or whatever. And she's like, ugh, Phoenix is 3 times bigger than Seattle, just in population. And then he's like, but your number wasn't up in Phoenix. And I wrote, girl, it's the PNW. This is the serial killer capital of the world. Are you fucking kidding me?
His eyes did that unfair smoldering thing again.
I hate this. Oh, yeah, and then he says on the next page, he's like, you should tell Charlie, though. And she's like, why in the world would I want to do that? And then he's like, to give me some small incentive to bring you back. I gulped. But after a moment of thought, I was sure. I think I'll take my chances. Oh, my God.
And then she asked him about them going hunting last week. Which she was like, is that where you're going? Because Charlie said there's lots of bears. And then he just stares at her like she's a fucking idiot.
Right, like, because obviously. She is. It's like,
and he's like, you know, she's like, bears are not in season. And then he says, if you read carefully, the laws only cover hunting with weapons. And I went, okay, Bruce Lee, whatever, get out of here. I had to register my teeth. Like, get out of here.
I had to register my teeth for my hunting license.
Yes, sir, I have a permit.
FBI, this guy right here.
Get him, boys, cuff him.
Oh my god. So then he's like talking about what kind of food or animals he likes to hunt, and then he's like, yeah, Emmett's favorite is grizzly bears and mine is a mountain lion. And then on like the very next page he's like, oh yeah, people say I hunt like a lion, and like maybe that's like why I am into lions, maybe, like, you know, like per se, vampire per se. I'm like a sanguinarian vampire.
She asks though if she can like see it in action, and he gets all fucking pissed at her. He's like,
fuck no.
And literally scares her. Like, she literally says she's frightened by him, and she's like, is it too scary for me? And he goes, if that were it, I would take you out tonight. You need a healthy dose of fear. Nothing could be more beneficial for you. And I was like, that's like 1920s male mentality. Like, oh, you need the fear put in you, bitch. Nah, like, the dame was
so dumb, I had to lead her home.
I had to almost hit her with a car for her to understand. Like, what? Like,
I didn't want to take her down to the racetrack, but I did.
I didn't want to beat her, I promise. Like, what? No.
I placed bets with the bookies, saying that they could go out for dinner with her if we lost.
Oh, my God. He was like, I sold my wife.
She went along with the whole thing. Crazy how stupid this dame is.
And I got so angry at that. I was like, what the fuck did you just... I would have been like, what the fuck did you just say to me? What?
So then, like, she finally leaves and this chapter is finally over. And then I just wrote, how much of this is her attraction to him and how much is his vampire charm?
I just wrote, Lord.
Like, do we think that, like, she's so attracted to him and was so depressed when he leaves a new moon because he's just that charming as a vampire? Or is it because she's actually attracted to him?
It might be withdrawals from his pheromones.
His weird smell thing.
Because she's like, listen. Okay.
Listen.
I know we're getting ahead of ourselves and jumping to the second book.
I don't care. We're not going to cover it.
But I have... I understand depression, and I understand having the comatose depression.
Right.
When Mike was killed...
Yeah.
There were times when, like, I didn't get out of bed.
Yeah.
I didn't shower. I didn't do the things that I should have done to take care of myself. So I get it, but not over your boyfriend leaving town.
Like, that shouldn't ever happen.
It shouldn't have been that
traumatic.
Bad. And if so, Charlie should have straight gotten her into therapy.
Yeah, right.
If he had been smart, which, no offense, Charlie, like, I know you're new at parenting and
love
whatever,
you, Zaddy Swan.
Love you, because it's just as much Renee. Renee should have helped out with that shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I get that when it's, like, true trauma and, like, real trauma. But, like, just because, like, you're like, no, I love you. Like,
I hate it so much.
To me, it's not... Anyway, but that's what abuse does.
Yeah, it does. It does.
That's why it's so hard for people to leave.
Because you and I, like, have both been in emotionally abusive relationships.
Yeah.
And, like, it is... It's like, when they leave, it's like your life is ending.
Yeah, it's like you're the end of the world. So, like, I get that, but I think it's more she's weaning off the whatever she's been sniffing. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Whatever she's been sniffing.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Oh my God. I just think it's, and I just thought it was so weird. She's on that vampire coke. She straight put that set up in there for New Moon.
Oh yeah, 100%. No, she
straight up.
Like I said, Stephanie Meyer was at home in her mansion smelling her own farts and was like, ooh, I'm going to take this one sentence from the book that I just wrote that somebody miraculously published despite how bad it is, and I'm going to write an entire book based off that one sentence.
I'm going to write a whole series and it's going to suck dick.
And then I'm going to actually bring in the Native American characters a little bit more and make them into caricatures and
ruin it
for everybody.
Ruin it.
Well, anyway, thanks for that wild ride. It's been a hot minute. We're so stoked to be back. I promise we're going to keep up with the schedule now. We're going to do better.
I promise.
I am so excited because this month is, are we counting this month? Like the end of this month is our like 1 year anniversary, right?
I think it's like August 1st or 2nd we posted the first
JK,
the trailer.
I lied on Twitter the other day.
You did. And August 7th was the first day that an episode came out.
Okay.
But we were recording at this point. We were recording them at this point.
So starting like first week
it's
of August.
It's our 1 year.
It's our 1 year of recording. In August, I think we're going to try and do something fun for our 1 year anniversary. We're gonna plan what it is, but maybe we'll come up with some options and like ask you guys what you want us to do. So anyways, we gotta go. I am starving. Bye. I'm so hungry.
Oh shit, yeah, I'm hungry too. I you know how sometimes you don't think about it and then somebody says something about food and you're like, holy shit,
I think I might go get a bagel even though I should eat leftovers.
Bring me one. Oops.
Yeah, I'll be there in like 3 hours. Okay. Actually, I'll be there tomorrow. Ha ha.
Yeah, bring me a bagel.
I will.
Bring me back a t-shirt.
Be kind to yourself. Be kind to others.
Be kind.
And thank you for being here today.
Yes, thank you for being here today.
Why did that go so high? That was interesting.
Bye.
Bye.